Next is action item number 10, report and possible discussion on Clean Rivers Program Basin Highlights. A report by Tiffany Morgan.
Actually, there's no action on this item. This is just our annual presentation of the water quality report that we have to produce for the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Don and Vanessa are passing those out as we speak. For those of you that were on the board last year, this will be a smaller report than what was presented last year. We required it the every five years to do a very intensive data analysis with forecasting and trend analysis. This is a smaller annual report. Last year we started in new format of putting it on CD, which has saved us quite a bit of money as far as report production. Jennifer's, for those of you who are new, we'll just run through a quick how to use the CD. For those of you that were on the board last year, it's pretty much the same. You'll go ahead to view report. You have a brief introduction, and then over on the left-hand side, we'll see the five chapters of the report. Why don't we just pick special projects to start with? As you scroll down through the report, it discusses each of the special projects we work on in the basin. If you could scroll down, Jennifer. And you'll see that throughout this is a new feature for this year. We were able to embed some links into the report. So here, if we have anyone of the general public that will also get this report, if they want to become involved in the Clean Rivers program, they click right there. It'll send an email to Jenna asking her to add them to our list. And then as you scroll down through, you'll see there's some additional links and information. if you want to learn more information or get some more information from our website, you can directly connect to the website from there. And then we did improve the functionality a little bit for those that used it last year. You had to click and go forward and backwards. We were able to add up at the upper right-hand corner the forward and back arrows. If you'll just go forward, and that will advance you through the next chapters. And go ahead, go one more, please, Jennifer. This is the meat of the report. If you'll go back up, we ranked each segment in the basin by damselflies. Five damselflies means that's a perfect segment, no water quality impairments, no water quality concerns. And if you go down and see one damselfly, that water body's not in very good shape. And then beneath that, we summarize each segment, kind of highlight the concerns that may or may not be there for that segment and the overall status. Our biggest problem that we've seen is a continuous for those that have been on the board, and that's our natural chloride pollution that we have in the upper basin. That seems to be the biggest hindrance to water use in our basin. Overall, we do have some bacteria issues. Most of our streams are rural prairie streams, and the current bacteria standard for the state is implied for a recreational water body such as a lake or a very high use area like the Guadalupe where they tube. The state is currently reviewing that standard, and we expect if EPA approves their revised standard that a lot of our bacterial impairments will be eliminated by doing that and making a standard more appropriate for the streams that we have. But that's just a basic summary. That's how the report works, and I'd be free to answer any questions if you have any.
Questions for Tiffany? Great job. Thank you.